Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. Thanks for joining me here. This is episode number 38, numéro 38. In this episode, we're doing a bit of conjugation. You learn how to use the French verb devoir, which means to have to or must, in the present tense. I'll first share the conjugation of the verb, then I'll give you some examples. Make sure you download your lesson's cheat sheet. It's free. After the lesson, it's time to practice. Head over to the French Made Easy library where you can download your lesson's exercises. It's also free. Vous êtes prêts? Are you guys ready? On y va. All right, so devoir is an irregular verb, and as per many French irregular verbs, it can be a bit confusing for beginners because there's no regular pattern. And I know I say that for each conjugation lesson, but please learn this verb by heart. All right, so let's not make you wait any longer. Let's dive into the conjugation of the verb devoir, must, to have to. Répétez après moi. Repeat after me. Je dois. I have to. Tu dois. You have to. Singular, informal. Il doit. He has to. Elle doit. She has to. On doit. We have to. Informal. Nous devons. We have to. Formal. Vous devez. You have to. Plural or singular formal. Ils doivent. They have to. Masculine. Elles doivent. They have to. Feminine. A bit of pronunciation. If you look at the cheat sheet or the transcript, the letters that I've underlined are silent. So you should not pronounce the S, you should not pronounce the T, and you should not pronounce the ENT. Super. Now, let's see some examples of the French verb devoir conjugated in the present tense. Please repeat after me. Je dois travailler. I have to work. Je dois travailler. Je dois travailler. Tu dois faire la vaisselle. You have to do the dishes. Tu dois faire la vaisselle. Il doit étudier pour son examen. He has to study for his exam. Il doit étudier pour son examen. Il doit étudier pour son examen. Feminine version. Elle doit étudier pour son examen. So that's the same thing. We just replace il by elle. Elle doit étudier pour son examen. On doit partir bientôt. We have to leave soon. On doit partir bientôt. On doit partir bientôt. Nous devons manger plus sainement. We have to eat healthier. Nous devons manger plus sainement. Nous devons manger plus sainement. Vous devez aller chez le médecin. You have to go to the doctor. Vous devez aller chez le médecin. Vous devez aller chez le médecin. Il doit faire les courses. They have to do the grocery shopping. Ils doivent faire les courses. Ils doivent faire les courses. Feminine version. Elles doivent faire les courses. So we just replace il by elle. Elles doivent faire les courses. Okay, super. Well, that's it for the examples. Now, let's just recap quickly what we've learned. So, the conjugation of devoir in the present tense is je dois, tu dois, il doit, elle doit, on doit, nous devons, vous devez, ils doivent, elles doivent. Alright, well done! On a fini la leçon d'aujourd'hui. We've finished today's lesson. If you've liked this episode, let me know and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, don't forget to download your lessons exercises. It's free! Thanks for your time. I'll talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt!
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.